On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
So you get excited because they're excited, gets me excited, gets all of our fans excited, and our sponsors. So it's going to work out.
Bless you, boys! Unbelievable! I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
Step into the well-informed, ill-advised, and oddly entertaining world of Tall Can Sports.
Here we go!
Light the candle!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Go ahead.
Nah, man, that's... what, I'm not some cheap party trick.
You sure are.
Yeah, not nothing cheap about me.
What do you got going on over there, man?
This is, in honor of my good friend Matt...
This is
the Clock Tower Pride beer.
Well, thank you for that.
Comes in a
fucking asshole.
Comes in a fantastically rainbow can.
All right.
Not like your can.
Just one
monotone
pasty white fucking.
Yeah, that's what I got going on here.
Okay. I have you've started a thing here. This is the you snooze, you lose.
Okay, you've gone back to it.
Yeah.
All right. Look at you.
Out of the dirty schwa. God love you, Schwallywood.
Which we were drinking on a previous...
Yep. I think when we maybe teed up the Pacific or maybe on an audio whiplash. I don't recall for sure. But this was from...
All or nothing.
That's right. As always, the beers will be at Tall Can Audio on Instagram. You can give us a follow there, and you really should.
I think this is a light beer, to be honest.
Okay. Not over here. This is like a honey brown, I think we talked about last time.
Okay, that was on the
central. And you weren't loving it.
That was on the central, and I'm not...
Yeah, you're right. Wasn't the central, but I enjoyed it.
I didn't mind the cream ale.
Circle back and get, I didn't get to try that till after you left. Someone else brought that by.
I did crank open the fridge.
Crank.
And I saw that, because it's in a very distinctive can. Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you, man.
Yep. Enjoying it. Supporting Durham Region's finest brewers. We're here to tee up the Metro Division.
The Metropolitan Division.
Okay. Rob's very metro himself.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's the beer I'll be drinking next.
Okay. Man, this is an interesting one, only in that there's been a ton of turnover. You got some teams that have been very good for a long time that at some point you got to be ready for them to drop off. You've got some teams that people have said for quite a while are on the come. One of them finally made it through last year. I don't trust them to do it again. There's a lot of moving pieces in the Metro. Where do you want to start?
Well, this is a division that of all of them, it's absolutely driving me crazy. I can bookend the division. I'm feeling pretty comfortable with 1-8.
Okay.
I am anything else in between. I want to just sort of throw it in the corner and see how it all shakes loose.
Let's start at the top for once. Who do you got winning this thing?
I have the Washington Capitals.
Do you have any idea how many people I've seen saying that the Carolina Hurricanes will win this division? A lot.
You know what?
With that fucking
okay, but look at the goaltending throughout the division.
Yeah. It's not great.
To me, I have Washington first, and then I have a bunch of teams with a bunch of questions.
You see those like Price is Right games where they just move the cups around really fast, and then you lift one up and see. Yeah, that guy's
who's
second.
In here? Hey, look at that. Hey,
New Jersey, good for you, man.
This is exactly right. Everybody not named Columbus. Hey, yeah. Look at you.
foreshadowing just a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. That. Well,
blatantly that's, pulling the curtain yeah. right back.
Well, this is it right there.
Yeah. This is what I got.
It's a short bald man. Look at that.
I like the Caps. I think, you know,
least,
we had sort
least
of,
number of questions.
Yeah. Well, there is that. Although, you know, we did talk a little bit about, and I kind of liked it for them, but the Gudas for Niskanen deal.
Can you imagine now you may have Gudas and Wilson on the ice at the
oh
same
my
time?
God. Hey, your head up, kids.
For sure. That's a rude awakening.
Both of them decide they're going to kill the same guy at the same what? Time.
This is exactly right. Hey.
It's like the fucking Legion
A little
of
communication,
Doom,
or, please, will you?
Yeah, the Heart Attack or some great tag team movie.
The Handsome
from the
Brothers,
80s.
I think is
all right, that'll work too. Foiling up before the game.
Yeah.
Ovi, I think if Ovi gets another 50-goal season this year, like he is absolutely...
The assault is on.
Yeah. Could get there. Could touch Wayne.
Well, he's saying really, that's Wayne. With a cup in his back pocket, he wants to be the greatest goal scorer ever in NHL history.
Do you think he might already be?
I think probably.
Yeah, because it's harder to score now.
Way
than Wayne
harder
was doing
to score
it.
Now.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's only 200 behind.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but the kid's only like 34. You know, if he hung around like Jágr did, and there's no reason to believe that he can't in terms of 30, fitness.
33,
and,
yeah, well, was somewhere in there.
Yeah, it might not even be 34. So, you know, if you tear off another 50 this year, you know, how many years can you then just get by on 30 and then, you know, 15 and then... He could easily get it done.
We call those your Mike Gartner years. How many 30 goal years can I string along here? But it's a huge deal though, right? If you drop from 50 to 30.
Untouchable. Oh, sorry. The record I was.
Because you need to, if you get 50 this year and you're looking at 100, you still need at least 5 more years of 30.
Right.
It seems hard.
But then 2 or 3 years, is it just 15 or, you know? Like,
yeah, okay.
He can chip away at it.
Well, and I'm
right?
wondering, yeah, but it has to be.
You know, he still needs another
needs,
big
year. He needs two
year
more
two.
Years
yeah.
of Boffo.
50, 40, and
then you coast.
Then you can fall, yeah. No, you're right. But that'll be one of the more interesting. And he showed last year he can still do it. Like, that's still not out of reach for him.
Think if he didn't have that little lull a couple years back where he sort of was 28 through 35.
The Dale Hunter years or whatever it was.
Yeah. What?
The Dale Hunter years.
Yeah.
We're going to teach you to
Or Adam Holtz.
Fuck you.
Adam Holtz.
Adam Holtz.
I channeled my inner French Canadian
that
there.
That was weird.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, that'll be an interesting thing to watch for them. I don't think there's going to be a ton of fall off. Like, there's not a... TJ Oshie's a guy who could age quickly based on his style.
Well, I think when it does, he's going to fall flat.
Yeah. That's just sort
hey,
of...
Hey, check Dustin Brown.
Right. Oof.
That's your future,
that's
my friend.
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah.
You have Backstrom in a contract year. Like, mm-hmm. this is a year where he moves into... And same with Holtby.
Yep.
Both these guys playing. And I think what's really interesting is, will that push Holtby... Secondly, you look at they have Phoenix Copley. Remember this time last year, you're like, that's a made-up name.
Yes,
Jesus
that was you know, 3 years into EA Sports, NHL 19, yeah. when the computer is generating kids for
yeah.
the draft.
And so, but Samsonov, too, is they have him.
And he's looked really good in camp.
Well, and so, to me, you go, that's a guy, can you get another year at a Holtby or whatever it is? And you sort of...
Just pitch him to the side.
And then you go that way. But
yep.
but to me, if you look at a couple guys in contract years, Backstrom, maybe with a little bump, right? It could be good. I think they have enough on D, right? With Carlson,
yep.
Orlov, good. The
Madison Bowie gets a little better, you know, they're hoping, I think, right? So, yeah, I don't expect a ton of fall off there. I don't know... Frankly, I don't know if anyone in this division is good enough to go really deep. Like, no one scares the hell out of me, but this is going to be one of those divisions that maybe is more a lot of mediocre than a lot of great, right, in terms of
it's a lot of
close.
Mediocre. I think that's great. I think there's nobody else in this division after we leave this team that doesn't have a couple of big, fat, bold question marks.
Right. Well, since we started with Washington, let's go to Pittsburgh next.
Why are you going to Pittsburgh?
Because I think that's the natural rivalry, right? For as long as anyone can remember. Right. I have Pittsburgh making the playoffs, but probably in third. But they continue, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to read that big, long piece in The Athletic about Evgeny Malkin last year. Really interesting in terms of him feeling really isolated, not feeling like he was playing well. And then at the end, kind of tacked on, by the way, I don't ever want to play with Phil Kessel again.
Yeah. So I did see the part where they were talking about him going to Rutherford and saying, yeah, it's going to be Kessel or it's going to be me.
Yeah.
One of the two are going to be traded. And then the deal breaker is Crosby going and saying, it's going to be Malkin.
It's good if you're keeping Malkin.
And you're going to trade Kessel.
Yeah, because at some point over the offseason, Jim Rutherford, their GM, had come out and said, you know, really our only untouchable is Sidney Crosby. And Crosby then went, which I guess is fairly unlike him to talk to management too much, but he said, you have two untouchables, right? And
yeah, if you know what's good for you,
yeah,
you'll go in this direction.
Right. But so Kessel out, Galchenyuk in. What are your thoughts on, you know, he's come in and gotten hot on a couple of Stanley Cup runs, and then he's sort of been mediocre hit and miss through some regular seasons. What do you think of Matt Murray as a starting goalie?
And health-wise.
Yes.
Do
you have them in the playoffs?
I do not.
Okay.
I have them in the five hole.
Okay. That's not getting it done.
Yeah.
Is that based on Matt Murray or based on?
It's based on Murray hasn't been able to stay healthy, right? That's been a huge issue.
Yes.
If you look at their forward core and you go, okay, Crosby, really good. Greg Malkin, really good. Gensel.
Jake Gensel's fine.
Galchenyuk. And then you go like Brian Rust. And you're like, well, what else do I have here? There's a lot of things where you go,
yeah,
it's thin in a hurry up top. Now, what you have, you got some really good stuff.
Maybe they could bring back.
You see, if you go to the Daily Faceoff.
Matt, fucking 41-year-old.
Yeah, from Minnesota yeah, there.
What's his name, man?
I love that guy, Cullen.
Matt Cullen.
If you look at their D, you got Letang and you got Dumoulin, Schultz.
Or Limata bolts for Chicago.
Yeah, and then you see on Daily Faceoff, which I love to go there too. That's a great place to go in. Okay. Good Branson and Jack Johnson as a duo.
And you know how I feel about that.
Okay, and you know there's a bunch of guys going, rubbing their mitts going,
when
am I going to see that action? Sweet. I just.
Well, in The Athletic, there was an article there that Dom Lecision, who's been doing all the team previews there,
tried to tell me that Gibson was the best goalie in the NHL.
I think he's top five.
Okay, but when you put the best goalie,
okay,
and I'm like, you're high, and now everything else you've written, I can't take.
Okay. I really like Dom Lecision's work. Like you said, you can check it out at The Athletic.
Any relation to Curtis?
It seems unlikely to spell and pronounce her names differently.
It's coming through immigration. Nobody really knows how it sounds or spelled.
He's put, but Pittsburgh loves them as, and then in quotes, a rugged pair, which I'm sure they are, but
everybody else in the league also loves them
for
just
sure,
as
man.
That.
anybody with a couple of speedy forwards is going to have a great night when that duo comes on. I don't have them dropping that far only because I don't think the rest of the division is that good.
Yeah, well, it's fair.
Yeah, I think they'll be third. And I think there's a real chance as we sort of circle around here and the Atlantic division, which will come out next Tuesday on Tuesday night. I've got five Atlantic division teams making the playoffs.
I also have five.
Okay. So I got Pittsburgh as the number three. They're just with enough talent with those big guys still hanging around that they're going to get in, but not much scares me in that division.
Yeah.
In this division.
And again, as I've said, I've looked at a bunch and really go back to that shell game analogy.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of things where I've sort of went, I'm going to put these guys here.
Right.
And I'm going to put these guys
yes.
here. And then you just keep moving. And you're like,
shuffling.
I really like this. I'm looking at that going, yeah, I like that. And then you move it and you go,
To me, the most common thing there, and it was never to win division, but the team that I did that shell game with the most was the New York Rangers. And I think they've had a really interesting offseason.
Well, see, and
I don't know
until I put ink to paper, right? I had the Penguins in the whole time. I always had them in.
Finally dropped them out, eh?
And I just copy, paste.
Yeah, keeps pushing those guys down.
Yep, pushing those guys out. But but again, as I've said at the outset of here, I'm pretty sure about one and I'm pretty sure about eight.
Okay.
And it's my best guess. And we'll post this.
So at the end of the day, I've got the Rangers despite my optimism and the more I kept shuffling around, they end up down a 7 still for me. Six. Sorry, I have the Islanders at 7.
That's a high five, Matt. I have the Rangers in 6.
Okay. And I really like a lot of things they've done. I like the Panarin signing. I think I don't like it long term, but I like him as a Broadway guy, right? As the,
hey,
the
he's Rangers a wild are, and crazy I'm guy. Just gonna do the bit.
Lundqvist, I don't know. Like it wouldn't shock me to see him put up another Vezina caliber year. Wouldn't shock me to see him put up a 904 this year. But they have leaf killing Georgiev, maybe ready to take over some more games. But they get Kaapo Kakko in the draft, which was, you know,
Who do you think has a better season, Jack Hughes or Kaapo Kakko?
It looks like some. I guess it, to be fair, it's only highlights, but Jack Hughes is killing it in the preseason, man.
But to me, you look at
Kaapo Kakko had a killer World Championships.
Well, and you keep seeing that highlight from the Northern Michigan rookie tournament.
Yep.
He's a big body for a guy that age. You kind of that gets lost in how powerful he is. But if you look at the forward core and you go, interesting, right? If you can blend Kaapo in there with Panarin and Zibanejad.
Yep. Some pieces. Like I don't have them making
Chris
the playoffs.
Crash and Chris Kreider, how long he lasts or if he's still there.
Fucking fantastic alliteration, man.
But then you keep moving down and you're like Namestnikov and Butch Navich.
Butch Navel.
Yeah, honestly. Sharknado. Butch Nato.
New York Shark Ring.
Yeah, and then, you know, Jesper Foss. It's just, to me, it's sort of those interesting pieces at top that if you have this little chemistry experiment and you're like, how's that going to go?
But they did end up going out and bringing in Jake Trouba. They bring in Adam Fox out of Carolina. It wouldn't shock me if these guys get as high as 4th, still missing the playoffs because I have the Atlantic team crossing over. But I also kind of have them like, not yet, right? Not yet. There's still too many pieces there that I don't like.
To me, they're going to be wicked interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And just in terms of you go, what's going to shake out there? But I have them in 6.
Okay. Do you have the Islanders in 7 like I do?
I also have the Islanders in 7.
Yeah. It was fun while it lasted, you greasy Islander fucks.
Okay, but if you look at... I don't know what the Hockey News, the Hockey News podcast.
Okay.
I was taking their division previews in. I want to say they had the Islanders in 3, I think.
That's stupid.
But if you listen to it, you can, like any cult, you can almost get lured into it, right?
That's how we have listeners.
Yeah. Right on, guys. Keep listening.
One of us.
Exactly. Leader. Leader.
No, leader.
So you go, well, they wouldn't give Leonard a contract.
Right.
But they want to give $20 million to Varlamov.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No.
Okay. But you do come down to this is a trot system. Right. And no matter what they did in Nashville all those years he was there, they just made the playoffs. They just kept rolling along as this competent team with like not great players.
No.
And so you sort of
who was the guy who came here? He's a longtime captain or one of the top centers, ended up here late and then in Detroit maybe.
And we flipped him to Buffalo for a first. Leguand.
David Leguand. You're fucking Nashville getting by with David Leguand as your number one center, man.
The woman I live with thinks that he may be the ugliest NHL player ever.
Has she seen Bobby Holik?
No.
Captain of the all-ugly team.
Yeah, I'm sure she has, but she's got a recency bias,
a thing
I think.
For big noses.
Yeah.
Big crooked ones.
Yeah, clearly.
Sorry, man. I'm not trying to fire the bombs over.
Yeah, because look at you. And small penises. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
If I get out in front of it, we're totally good.
No. Instead, we're just going to isolate it and play it over and over and over.
All right. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I know.
I love dongs.
Yeah. Dong. I don't believe, even knowing that it happened, that team made the playoffs last year, let alone won a round. And then you let one of your Vezina nominee leave. I don't get it. I don't see it.
Well, I think they're thinking that the other half of that Jennings duo.
Thomas Greiss.
Greiss. I'm intrigued by the top line of Anders Lee.
Barzell
and I think it's Eberle is what they have listed.
Yeah.
But then, you know, as you sort of move down, everything else looks the same, right? Dear. In terms of Josh Bailey, Brock Nelson.
We lost our Valtteri Filppula.
They got Komarov on the third line with a recently signed Derek Brassard.
It's better than where we played him.
Well, okay, but this is what I'm saying is,
yeah.
is he's now, he signed as a, our
no, I mean, we were playing him as a second liner.
Oh, okay. Like, sorry.
Be smart, man. Right. Put that guy down. Like,
put him down, fool.
Still got Matt Martin. The best fourth line in hockey.
Sizikas. Sizikas. And Cal,
I got it.
And Cal Clutterbuck. I don't need your help. Step back, fool. Yeah, but how much? You paying tickets? You paying money? You buying tickets to go see the greatest fourth line in hockey? And I think the Vegas one is
depends.
Actually going
to... I know what arena they'll be in tonight? Or, like, when I buy my tickets, do I know where to go?
Yeah.
Fucking garbage. Like, yeah. They're just...
Shoreline Arena. That's where they'll be.
Sweet, man.
Yeah.
I don't...
Home of the Lions.
I don't see them being any better than last year, frankly. I see a bunch of things regressing. You're right in that it's not uncommon for... Barry Trotz teams to finish higher than you would expect, but I just think a lot of things come crashing back to earth.
Well, and if you
and without and, that goaltending,
and when you look at their D, have you taken a look at that?
They have a Dante Taves, I believe.
Well,
not the good Taves.
This is it. You know, you're looking at a D of tell me when they got Pelech, Pulak, Taves. Mayfield, you're like, who the hell are any of these guys? Ryan Pulock.
Friggin' Pulocks.
Is the only guy on there I know. And his first name.
That's the guy you know.
His first name may not even be Ryan.
Someone just slid it in front of me. I'm like, all right, looks
okay,
right.
All right. But, and then, you know, you have Letty and Dobson as a projected.
Yeah, Noah Dobson getting thrown right into the fire. I like him as a pick. I think we all did, but. Here you go, buddy. Right?
But that is not a D that's that is, you know, Nashville, as we've said in the Trotz years, always had good D.
Yep.
No matter what. When you look at Weber was
even
down there,
before
Seth
the
Jones
big,
was
yeah,
there.
Even before, yeah, you said, like, even before Subban and Yossi and all those guys, they have always had guys that could play.
Guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. So this is not that.
No.
So you better look at Varlamov and Greiss. Honestly, this is going to be...
Well, speaking of goaltending, because I think it's going to be a huge story, what do you think of the New Jersey Devils? Because they made some big moves this year. They traded nothing to get PK Subban. They obviously get Jack Hughes in the draft. It's an interesting team, man. I again, kind of like the Rangers, I got them high, and then slide it back down just a little bit. But I have them in fifth.
I have them in four.
Okay. What do you like? What don't you like about the New Jersey Devils?
What I don't like is Corey Schneider and Mackenzie Blackwood.
That's a good call.
And people saying, you know, that
can we bring Keith Kincaid back?
Well, this is it. No, he's like, I'm going to hang out here in Montreal and insulate Carey Price. We're good.
Right.
Going
to get me a Jennings.
Yeah. So you're like,
on the back.
Could we, you know, pine for those days?
Right.
Is Schneider 2018-2019 bad?
You mean calendar year winless?
Yeah, like honestly. And then slump buster, Ottawa Senators roll into town. Shut out, baby. How does that happen? I know it happens.
For sure.
That's what I don't like. I don't like about them.
It's a great call.
Yeah, but they have, the rest of it is interesting. I have them in four and not making it.
Yeah.
But to me, there's lots of interesting things that couldn't totally implode.
Sure. But, you know, you bring in a guy like Subban, you probably can only count on maybe 2-3 more years of him being, for better or worse, everything that he is. Jack Hughes has looked fantastic. Anytime, I don't know where the experts ranked him in terms of past number ones. You know, your McDavid's, your...
Higher than Hischier.
Hischier's, your... Yeah.
Man, Hischier is...
I'd almost look forgotten that he existed.
If you look at that draft that went Hischier...
Nolan Patrick.
And then Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was Heskinen.
Yep. Who might be the best of the three right
Elias
now.
Pettersson and...
Oh, there you go.
Number five, it's totally, I'm gapping on it, but to me, the five may be the best of the bunch too, right?
You're right.
Just sort of like,
uninspiring.
Well, and the top two are uninspiring.
Right. But they have him as well. They have Taylor Hall playing for a contract. Everything but that goaltending says to me, we could make some noise in this division with some interesting moves there, but... And they got, I wonder what you think Wayne Simmonds has left in the
tank.
Well,
see, I was just going to say, not much. I was looking at, prior to coming over here, because honestly, I've been knocking shit around here on this. Looking at projected lineups.
Yeah.
The second line of Jack Hughes centering Gusev and Simmonds.
Well, Nikita Gusev's another one, interesting one. They got out of Vegas. They're expecting good things for her.
And that's a guy who tore it up, I think, in St. Petersburg last year, scoring, I want to say, 30% more points than anybody else.
Right.
Like, he was head and shoulders
above this league.
In a league that doesn't traditionally score
lower
a pile.
Scoring. Right.
And so he was head and shoulders up, and Vegas just couldn't keep him.
Right.
So they essentially had to flip him for next to nothing. And in the preseason, they've had some great chemistry, he and Jack Hughes. So. Yep. If they're gonna ride Simmonds in there and see what happens,
hopefully, I'm sure they're counting on him to create some space for those guys. But I wonder how much of that he's got left. It didn't work in Nashville.
I think that may be all he has.
Yeah,
right. I think he may be a 15.
When you play that rugged style,
a 15 to 18 point guy, right, goal guy on that lineup, on that line, and then just get close to Tom Wilson and punch him in the face, baby.
Any chance they can talk Taylor Hall into staying there?
Sounds like no way.
Like, neither of us have them making the playoffs, and you're kind of playing in the shadows of New York City, not in New York City. I think.
Well, and really, if I'm Ray Shero,
who wants to live in Newark?
I'm really taking a wait and see approach. Hall to me is.
And I'm sure Hall's like, okay, fuck you then.
Yeah. No, I know.
I won't miss you.
And he's all right. But he's obviously a good player, and he's a Hart Trophy winner, but that's an aberration in my opinion. I don't think you're going to see him as that year he was he was 30 points, I believe, above the next closest guy on his team.
But you've got him for 30 goals this year.
Mm. For sure I do.
Yeah.
To me, I you'll never see him in the Hart Trophy again.
Fair enough.
Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But so I'm not paying that guy Mitch Marner money.
Fat Marner cash.
Hey?
Yeah. No.
But this is what I'm saying is.
Suck for a while. Is it Panarin money? No. Is it Kucherov money? No. It's fat Marner cash. Have won nothing. Have proved nothing. All right.
Sing it, brother. Sing it.
I like what they've done, similar to how I like what the Rangers have done, but it's just not quite there yet. Where do you have the Carolina Hurricanes?
So I spent most of the summer, and at least since the end of the playoffs last year, saying those guys will be up for sure. It's
those
mine.
Hot summer nights.
I will wash it as fast as I want. I spent all that time saying they won't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They won't make the playoffs. Yeah. They won't make the playoffs.
And?
I have them in second in the division.
Wow. It's that Jake Gardner move, right?
Man, you look at their D.
Joel Edmondson. Joel! His name's Joel! Why don't you listen back to All Can Sports a couple episodes ago?
Yes, where we were
from
calling Mike.
From Canmore.
From the Ottawa Public Library.
Sorry, Joel.
If you look at their D, it's crazy good.
It is.
And up front, I think they have
it's
more than enough.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's in this division, it comes down to. But
they've lost Peter Mrazek.
No, they have Peter Mrazek.
Oh, that's a shame.
They've lost. Who have they lost?
McElhinney.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because that's what I have in my notes here. I have it's Big Reimer.
Mac, yeah.
And Mrazek. And in quotes, in brackets, I have, what up, McElhinney? Like, who would have thought?
Nobody.
Yeah, for a guy who got tossed around the league.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, Don Cherry last September or October saying, oh my God, the Leafs will rue the day. And I'm like, shut up, Colonel Sanders.
But we did. We ruined it.
Of course.
We did our ruin.
Of course you did. And you're still doing it.
Yeah, we're ruined.
Because now everyone's saying, where's that McElhaney guy? Yeah. And all he's done is had a good season in Carolina and now found his way into a backup spot in Tampa.
Yep.
Good for you, buddy.
If we can get some sweet Louis Domingue action in Toronto.
Yeah, so to me, their goaltending is troubling.
Yeah.
And if you think, yes, if you think for one second that Peter Mrazek can, you know, keep that shit in the jar.
No.
He's no Jimmy Howard.
Few are, man.
Yeah, honest to God. Jimmy Howard, you, my friend, are overrated.
Yeah. True.
But people saying, yes, he's a solid goalie.
Former American Olympian.
Yeah. Too bad.
That is way too bad.
So I'm putting all my faith in Rod the Bod. Clearly. Hey. Brind'Amour, come on, my man. But again, I've spent all this time going, they're not even making the playoffs.
Yeah. I got them in four. So while I'm balking at whatever, it's like just outside of you know, that's just sort of how this kind of shakes loose. Well, the Columbus Blue Jackets, I think we both have.
Well, who do you have in the three hole? Who do you have in the second hole?
I had Pittsburgh in the three hole.
Okay. You have the Philadelphia Flyers.
Guess so.
Okay. I have the Flyers in the three hole making the playoffs.
Yeah. I think, you know, you got to sort of be banking on their goaltending to be, man, it can't be worse. What, they go through seven guys last year?
Set an NHL record, I believe.
So I don't know yet what Carter Hart's going to be. And I think, I know I did. I won't drag you in unless you can remember being there too. I panned the move to call him up. It was too soon.
I was right there with you.
Yeah.
We were actually.
It was a train wreck. Skipping down.
Yeah, for sure.
You idiots.
Well, that's why the good listener, if you're still out there, saying, are you too prepared to eat shit?
Have to do it a lot.
Well, I told you $50,000, I'd eat horse shit. Absolutely true, but.
It's on the table, man. Get a different hockey pool fundraiser going.
I keep putting it out there.
Yeah.
$50,000.
It's weird. It's like he wants to eat shit, but needs the money to feel okay.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like that's the only thing that's applicable to.
Okay.
Feeling shame, but money would help.
Right. Nolan Patrick, I expect to slowly continue to get better. Carter Hart alone is supposed to be, I guess, the big change there, right? Can you get 50 games out of that guy? And we've both said for a very long time that their prospects on the defensive side look really good.
Hello, Samuel Morin.
You moron. Yeah, and they get...
Well, they brought in... See, so yeah, to me, Gostisbehere.
Yeah.
And Provorov. To me,
Provorov, they get locked up.
I like those two. They brought in Braun from San Jose and Niskanen from Washington, right?
I didn't love Niskanen. I think Sanheim takes another step forward this year. I kind of like him. I think they could be okay. I think their depth up front is a little bit troubling, but as we've talked about...
Yeah, but everybody's depth is troubling. But
in this division.
To me, their top two lines, crazy good.
Yeah, no, I think so too. Can
Not
Jake
Vegas
Voracek,
good, but
we can all only hope to be, man. But, you know, can Jake Voracek kind of bounce back? They've had some guys injured. What's Claude Giroux got left in the tank? But when I look at all the teams in this division,
Giroux plays just every game and just puts it down.
Putting it down, man.
Claude's my guy.
Yeah. Ryan Claude.
Ryan Claude's never been my guy.
No. We all agree with that. I just think, when we were done flipping the coin here, that's sort of where I had them left, was making the playoffs. If Carter, all of that depends on Carter Hart being everything they expect him to be. And he didn't show last year that he was ready to come in and turn over the league, but he did show he was ready to be the number one guy. Yeah, and
way more than I thought.
For sure, man. Me too.
And see, to me, I think, well, if you look at the Braun and the Niskanen in isolation.
Yeah.
I don't like the Niskanen for Gudas, but I think at some point you go, that Gudas crazy shit that you're doing, you're better somewhere else.
Well, and part of it was for me, it was the money, right, and the term on the contract. So I think Niskanen will be fine for another year.
Yeah.
But you took on a bunch of commitment there that you didn't have to.
And to me, what you do in terms of the Braun and the Niskanen additions is their experience more than their talent, if that
right.
makes any sense to
right.
you, right? Yeah. That they sort of stabilize the middle of that unit.
Sure.
Middle to back end. And I think Hart just needs to be a sort of a 9-10 to 9-15 kind of guy. In terms of save percentage.
Well, I think they may need a little more, but they don't need him to be the savior, but they need him to be no worse than league average.
Well, and somewhere right? I was reading, and I can't remember where it was, so I won't, you know,
sure.
quote you. I'll just take it as my own.
Okay.
But that Reimer, this is a better position for him. As
Reimer?
Elliot as a support. Same generic backup quasi-starter.
Fair enough.
That him as a support to Hart is likely a better where he can push.
That should work.
If I can work my way into that, whereas if you have to count on Brian Elliott to carry the mail, you're going to be disappointed.
No good.
Which everybody, you know, fully understands.
We've seen for a little while.
Including you, Mrs. Elliott.
Here's to you, Mrs.
Yeah. So for me, that's if I can do a quick recap.
Hit it.
Because clearly you, my friend, have botched this.
Heard that a time or two.
Caps in first. Canes in second. Flyers in third. Devils in fourth. Penguins in five. Rangers in six.
Still troubled by how far.
Islanders in seven.
Got the Pens falling.
Beep, beep, beep. Your Columbus Blue Jackets, ladies and gentlemen, all the way down in eighth spot.
You lost everything. You traded for a number one center, and he left. You had a number one winger, and he left. You had a number one goalie, and he left. And you're going to be shit. That's how that goes. And John Tortorella will no doubt be completely rational about the whole thing through his press conference.
In a draft that is supposed to be
one of the best ever. Deep,
you
deep,
have given deep. Up your second and third round picks.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Which your second round pick could be... Yeah, top five pick.
What?
Sorry.
That would be weird.
Their place in the standings could be a top five pick. Yeah. And so
36th overall.
36, 37.
Yep.
And then flip it around, you know, again. So 68, 69. So those are...
Nice.
You are going with one pick.
Yeah.
In the top...
How'd it go? Was it worth it? Knocked out Tampa for... Look, I'm not going to shit on it now. I sat here on the show over and over, and
most people did.
And said, love it. Go for it. See what you got.
But I think
now that it didn't work, you're like, you fucking idiot.
You blew it. I think most people at some point thought you would be able to retain one,
somebody.
At least one of Panarin, Bobrovsky, or even Duchesne.
Yeah.
Or Dzingel.
Oh, we lost Dzingel. Nobody's staying
all right,
here.
But wait. Just in a side note, back to Carolina, which we haven't talked about. To me, them later in the season signing both Dzingel and Gardner as more low-key value signings, I think is pretty interesting.
Well, I think they're going to play 12 defensemen and 6 forwards at Carolina.
We're going with eight. Eight for sure. Four D pairings. But to me, that is great value.
Yeah.
As long as Gardner stays healthy, and Dzingel is going to be what he is, but he's going to be a 20 to 25 goal guy for them with three assists.
Cy Young candidate.
Yeah, for sure he is. So just in terms of now doubling back to Columbus, if they could have
really have to.
Well, just in the fact that I think you went ballsy and you went all in. And you traded around and traded out picks and you did whatever. I think at the end of the day, you're hoping you could take on at max two of those guys, hold them.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe Bobrovsky and maybe Duchesne.
Well, it sounds like they knew those two weren't coming back, right? Panarin and Bobrovsky. But they decided anyway for our fan base to try and grow the market for what we're going to take a run here. And like we said, we applauded that. When it doesn't work, and you did get by Tampa, which is not nothing, but it didn't work. They left, and you didn't go any further. Man, I don't know that it helped the franchise. Right. And PR-wise, it definitely didn't when all your guys were like, nah, peace, yeah, man.
Well, and at the end, but you hope.
You didn't even get the offer sheet.
Right.
Mitch.
And so you hope that what happens is, you've rolled all in on this.
Yeah.
And you go, maybe we're not going to win the cup. And I think everybody thought that that would be a crazy stretch.
Sure.
But you look after they swept Tampa and how jacked that arena was, and you go, look at the buzz. You know, if they mm-hmm. could have parlayed that into a better second round as yep. opposed to flaming out like a wet fart against Boston.
Yep.
If they could have rolled even into a 6 or 7, a tight series there.
Totally with you. That, you could have built some momentum. Sold some season tickets.
That's right. And maybe one of those or two of those guys go, all right, you know what? I love maybe the vibe here.
I should stick around.
This is it. But instead you're like, it's the lights come on and you go, Cinderella's a hog. I'm out. I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
I got Miami, Florida, and New York City calling. Yeah, no, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So
peace.
That's the Metro, man. Hey, we only got one left.
Is Corpusalo and no. Elvis, Liz Lickens, Liz Killens, Liz
Lizard Lips. With lots of S's.
Is that the worst tandem in hockey?
Is Jonathan Quick healthy?
It's a great question.
We could talk about LA yeah. in that.
And this is a conversation.
We might be able, frankly, to talk about Koskinen and Mike Smith, depending on how that goes. Yeah.
Well, and if you look at, I don't know where I was looking at it, but I'll forward you the article and we'll post it here. Maybe we'll do a different show where they rank the NHL teams by goaltending.
Tandem, yeah.
And then again, they rank them by D.
Okay.
So it's an interesting topic that may make
it's not up. A good tandem, I can tell you that. Like, even if your backup sucks, but you have a great number one.
How about Mrazek and Reimer?
It's not going to be good.
Okay, anyways, there's a bunch of them where you sort of go, that sucks.
I wish James would have come home. Do you think Carolina will eat some salary so we can...
Yeah, of the $5 million or whatever it is he's making?
Yeah, we miss you, James.
Okay, so you're good with my... We did not agree, but you're down on my Penguins in 5, not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I got the Penguins still up in 3 just because it's so mediocre. Sentimental. Well, it's mediocre, the division.
Sentimental.
I think...
Yeah,
you sick.
Okay.
I don't know how I ended up with the Flyers in 2nd, but here we are.
That's crazy, man.
Could be, man.
And where's Carolina in yours?
4. So.
Okay. Out. This to me is we're going to have to post these someplace.
And we will. Hit us up on our social media. Give us a follow at Twitter and Instagram at Talkin' Audio.
And tell us just who is crazier of the two of us.
Crazy as shit. No, and this is why we do it. So you can shove it all up our asses in April.
Reason takes over here. Not really sure what's happening over there. How many teams in this division?
This is just one of those divisions where things are, to me, mediocre enough that flip a coin a few times.
And I agree with you 100%.
We'll go with that. So we only got one left, man. We come home to the Atlantic, which is always twice as long as...
I'm coming home.
Tell the world, yeah. You know, tons to talk about there in terms of Buffalo and Detroit.
At least in the top half of the division, there's a lot to talk about.
Well, I wonder, you know, whether Buffalo can finally start to make a move. Florida has done some things I'm intrigued to get your take on, and we haven't really gone in depth on.
Teaser on the Buffalo front?
Montreal is...
No.
Okay. That's not a teaser. That's an answer. Took all the suspense right out of it. What a terrible fucking tee up. The Atlantic Division is next. You can look for that on Tuesday night, the night before the puck drops on the NHL season.
Woo!
Here on the Talkin' Audio Network. That with everything else will be at talkinaudio.com. Make sure you're subscribed to Talkin' Audio on your podcast app. Let's get the fuck out of here, man. That's Talkin' Audio.
See ya!
We're not gonna be fucking sucked this year! Yeah!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.